Hello, everyone. Our today's devotion's title is Growing in Christ. I'm going to read a verse from Ephesians 4, 15. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects unto Him who is the head, even Christ. In chapter 4, Paul writes to all the saints to apply the teaching of our Savior to their daily practical lives. He, as always, in all his writings, encourages the saints everywhere to live according to their calling in Christ Jesus. You notice in the above verse that his fundamental concern was to preach the truth, which is the secret of maturity in the church. It is unto Christ as the head that the body grows up, for Christ is the one, and to him all Christians grow. The famous poet H.W. Longfellow was once asked how he managed a long and happy life. Pointing to an apple tree, the writer remarked, "The secret of the apple tree is that it grows a little new wood every year. That is what I try to do. No matter what age you are, it is important to continue to grow spiritually each day, each month, each year. Such spiritual growth requires constant Bible study. Why not start growing a little new wood now by reading the Word daily and obeying the Holy Spirit's guidance?" Growing in Christ. Yes, growing in Christ does not happen overnight. God is in the process of perfecting much that we see now as unfinished and imperfect. God has his plans to grow us, and he uses many ways to suit our personality, to mold us according to his will. The Lord might send along your way a difficult project, a fellow worker who is jealous of you, a boss who is demanding, or some difficult circumstances. Let us be patient. You know, the Lord is not yet finished with us. He is still at work, and he knows what makes us grow. Someone said, "The spirit of a person grows stronger not as life becomes easier, but as testings and temptations are met, struggled with, and beaten into submission." Hindrances will delay growth. Many times the one standing in the way of our growth is self. A young preacher frequently talked with a wise old farmer, and he visited him almost every week. One day, the question under discussion was, "What is the greatest hindrance to spiritual growth and happiness?" The preacher said, "Surely it is failure to renounce our sinful self." "No," said the farmer, "the greatest hindrance is failure to renounce our righteous self." How true. Oh, help us, Lord, to be alert and to keep our guards up. The battle against growth and maturity is raging. The big ones is battling self-will and self-glory. They need to be stripped off and abandoned. Only total surrender to the Lord will give us victory and relief. A man prayed complainingly to Almighty God about his neighbor. He was saying, "O Lord, take away this ugly person." And God said, "Which?" Did you get it? We thank God that he's always watching over us to overcome the traps the devil puts in our way, to slow our growth, to divert our endeavors, to just bother us on a daily basis. The only way to overcome him and to win is to shut him down and then bolt that door. Oh, we should be always aware that we have a refuge. Let's run to that refuge. And let's join David's Psalm of Deliverance. It's mentioned in 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 2 and 3. I read it to you. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge. Wow, what a place to run for. What a place to take shelter under. Let's keep close to God and grow according to His will. We are reminding of the little girl, reminded of the little girl who told a friend who was visiting her father that her brother set traps to catch birds. She was bothered, and he asked her what she did. She replied, "I prayed that the traps might not catch the birds." "Anything else?" the question. "Yes," she said, "I prayed that God would keep the birds out of the traps." Then the visitor said, "Anything else?" "Yes." "Then I went out and kicked the trap all to pieces." The visitor remarked, "That little girl was bright enough to understand that life needed action as well as prayers." The third epistle of Peter, chapter 3 and verse 18, the last verse, the disciple concludes by quoting this verse, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to him be glory, both now and the day of eternity." Amen. I like the apostle's final directions on what to do. We must grow in grace. The more we live by His grace, so much more we can be steadfast and we shall be in the truth. Bill MacDonald commented on this, "Growth in grace is not increased head knowledge or tireless activity. It is increasing in the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ." We also must grow in the knowledge of our Lord. First grace, then knowledge. Such knowledge of Christ conforms us more to Him and endears Him more to us and protects us from the pitfalls on the road. I like also what Bill MacDonald said about that. Knowledge means acquaintance with the Lord through the Word. Growth in knowledge means increasing study of and subjection to His words, works, and ways. To grow in knowledge. May the Lord help us. Help us to tune our hearts to the Lord's voice as He works through the Holy Spirit to grow us, mature us, and to prepare us for the responsibilities ahead. And may the Lord bless His word to our hearts. Until next week, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.